I'd like to call this meeting to order, the monthly Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District monthly meeting. This time, if we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Larry, would you be so kind to offer the prayer?
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here today to meet as a board and to make the important decisions that we need to make concerning the district's operations. We're thankful for the many blessings we enjoy, especially for thy son's atoning sacrifice. We're grateful for the moisture we received and ask thee to continue to direct moisture our way that we can hopefully have the bountiful monsoon that's been predicted, for we desperately need the water. We ask thee to be with us so we can be inspired to make the decisions we need to make today, and ask these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Larry. Okay, at this time, if we could do roll call. Roger?
Roger Childers, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
George Gorkowski, present.
Ray Headings, present.
Corey Ellsworth, present.
Thomas Roski, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
David Dickinson, present.
I declare we have a quorum. First item here, do I have a motion to approve the minutes for the meeting of May 26th, our regular meeting?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second it.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor to approve the minutes from the May 26th meeting?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Minutes approved. Okay, the next item is Tammy Albright, who was the co-chair on the board of directors here for a number of years, has officially resigned. I received her resignation a few weeks ago. She felt bad that she can't make the meetings. She was able to, so it was graciously accepted, and appreciation to her for all the years of service that she provided the district. So with that opening, I have
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Sharon, sitting to my left here, has indicated that she's interested in returning to the board and would like to take the position opened by Tammy and fill that position starting immediately.
As vice chairman?
I know, as a director position.
So the board position.
Just a board director position.
Do we have a second?
Second that.
Thank you, Bill.
Is there a discussion?
Yeah, is there an issue that she's still employed?
Well, there's been discussion. She will be resigning her position.
Okay, so
after today's meeting.
Okay, so that's just one to make sure.
Yes. Yeah, after today. Any further discussion, comments?
My only comment is since Sharon has so much experience, is it possible we can put her into the vice chairman's position too?
Yeah. I think we'll discuss that at a separate meeting.
Well, actually, it's the next time.
Cool.
With that, so we can discuss that. So all in favor of Sharon filling Tammy Albright's position?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Position will be filled. Congratulations, Sharon.
Welcome back.
Now we got a...
Mr. Carter.
Back to the board.
I guess I need to read this oath of office. I, Sharon Hillman, do solemnly swear to affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of board member according to the best of my ability, so help me God, and so I do affirm.
Very good. Very good. And I do have the expression of interest from her for the open position. Okay, so with that, the next topic would be the co-chair. You know, I have had discussions with Tom. Tom has been a former chairman of the board and is open to it. Sharon, I guess, have not had discussions with yourself for a co-chair position for our vice chair.
I'm not interested in the vice chair position.
Okay, very good. Okay, so at this time, don't believe we need to have a motion for open meeting.
I would
ask Tom to serve as my vice chair going forward. Well, thank you, and welcome to the officership position.
Thank you. Yeah.
And that position does, Tammy's position does expire at the end of the year. So it'll have to be a nomination.
Review it again
and go forward. So, okay, well, at this time we have reports to the board. So, WIFA, EUSI Program Manager's Report, and General Manager's Report, Paul and David.
Does the chair wish me to use the microphone they did the last
time? Yes, please.
Yes. Yeah. And I guess I should have been using it.
You talk pretty well.
Okay.
Think of color. Just hit the power button, you should be good to go.
Testing. Testing.
There's a power button right here, Dave. Is that on?
Yeah. Testing.
Trying to volume on it.
Testing, 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 testing.
There we go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. Pleasure to be here today. This is a momentous occasion in that I'm pleased to announce we got approval of construction for the Pine Creek 2 project and for the Cool Pines B&C project. Those were the last two WIFA projects under the $8 million WIFA loan. And so congratulations in order for the district in that they were able to implement all of the capital projects that allowed those water lines and tanks and meters and many, many other things. So I think that the board is in order to make some kind of an official announcement. Maybe communicate something out to the community, identifying all the projects that were done. So many times we work hard, and at the end of the day, we just kind of move on to the next thing. And you've never been able to accomplish a project like that. And we weren't sure we'd be able to do that when we started, but here we are. So Sharon and myself have been working to get the final documents together. Our team, we've been a pleasure to work on this with you, and we're just at that point. So congratulations to everyone on that. Any questions on that? Okay. On to the USDA capital projects. Some more good news. We've received the approval to construct on the Whispering Pines project and on the Cool Pines A. And so with the completion of another 4,000 feet of pipes at the Cool Pines A and of a couple thousand feet in the Whispering Pines area, those would be a little over estimated construction costs, a little over $1 million. We'll be going out to bid as soon as we get the documents approved by USDA. We've set the Whispering Pines project documents over to USDA, and they're in line, they're in the queue, so to speak. And so we expect those to be approved shortly. And then we'll be bidding that as soon as we get that those back for approval. USDA has to approve the documents. WIFA, who's giving us interim financing, has to approve the documents. And the most importantly is we'll get an idea of what the market is for cost for 6-inch water line. As you know, the price of pipe has gone from like $4 a foot to $16 a foot, things like that. And so this will give us a good bellwether on how far we're going to be able to go with the $17.5 million of construction cost money that we have under the USDA loan. Moving on to Woodland Heights A&B, we're working on final plans for that. That would be 15,000 feet of pipe in that area. And our staff is working with the district on getting what we call house sheets, where we go to the properties where we're going to be moving the water meters from the back of the property out to the street and getting right of entry there. We think that that'll be going to bid late summer. So we'll be moving through each of these projects when they're ready to go. And then we move on to Pine Mountain Acres Pinion. And we are looking at 4,700 feet there. We have added a section, Cedar Meadows, in the project because we found some areas that really needed to be replaced, and that's been incorporated in. USDA approved that, the district board approved that. Portals 1, 2, and 3 are a granddaddy project. We expect to replace as much as 28,000 feet of pipe in portals 1, 2, and 3. And we're using the modeling and GIS work that's been done previous to that and to really identify the areas where we need to enhance the system as it is. We had a great meeting with the gas company, and we'll be scheduling a meeting with the other utilities in the area to see what their plans are, because we'll be in there cutting up the streets and moving the water line. Right now it's in a common trench with all the utilities, and so you can imagine going in and working on a pipe, having the electric cable next to the water pipe wrapped around it, in some cases the gas line wrapped around it, the internet and the telephone, all that. So our goal is to have our pipes separated. And we may do some joint trenching with the gas company or some other utilities to save money and reduce the inconvenience, how many times the road's cut from the for the residents in that area. But we're just getting into that right now, doing a surveying and blue staking on that. We think it could be bidding in early 23. So about six, 8 months from now, we think that that project will be ready to go. We haven't yet decided on the sequence yet as to whether or not we would have a portion of each of the portals active with the construction, or whether we'd start in one portals and then go to two and then three, or 3-2-1. We're monitoring any issues that we have there as far as pipe failures and leakage, and that may change our priorities as well. On the deep well, we're scheduled for advertising on that, and are in the process of advertising now. We think that in mid-July, we'll have our pre-bid for companies that might be offering those drilling services. It's scheduled to be a mandatory pre-bid, and so drillers that are interested in that would have to be here. We want to be sure people know what they're getting into. The interim financing seems to be working out real well. We're on disbursement requisition number 12 for the engineering, I believe, and soon as we get this contract out that I mentioned earlier, we'll be starting the construction and moving in that area. As far as the well water production infrastructure, district staff is already working on additional inspections and repairs to existing wells, trying to improve the firm water pumping capacity. We're talking about a well today, in fact, that hasn't been used for some time, and we're going to invest in that well in some investigation. It's been reported that that well is a very good producer, and we'll see if it still is, and then move forward with there. Superior Tank Solution was selected last month to rehabilitate the K2 water storage tank, and they're available in July to move on that, and district staff, general manager Dickinson will be talking a little bit about their testing the system right now with the K2 tank out of service, and trying to get the system balanced to, before we take that tank out of service for probably what would be a month, we want to be sure that the system can operate without it. If for some reason we can't operate without that tank in service, then we have four 10,000 gallon poly tanks that we would place there temporarily. We've used those in other projects where we had to rehab portals 2 and portals 3 tanks. We used those as interim storage very effectively. I didn't have it on my list specifically, but there's activity associated with the job order contracts, and I'd like to divert just a second. I wasn't sure, Sharon, if we had included CARE. We haven't done work with them. They were in the original group, and so I just wasn't sure if we did or not, so I just wanted to...
As an agenda.
I knew we had Apache and MGC, but...
They didn't know. All of them.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Just didn't want to miss that. We had a good initial meeting with SRP under a non-disclosure agreement with them regarding CC Cragen. Some of the other folks will be talking about that, but basically talking about how much water was available and how much it might cost for it and timing and things like that. Nothing specific, just fact-finding. We did have our legal counsel on the call as well. That'll be a process that the district is going through to look at long-term water interests for the district. We keep up with the assignment sheets on all of the projects and keep track of that. And I've been having weekly meetings, and we'll continue to focus as the project heat up here and move out of planning and design into actual construction. That's all my written. I would entertain any questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Off to the general manager's report. Short and sweet this month. Our water production loss numbers of our May loss and unaccounted for was 21%, down 1%. It was 22% in April, so that's a pretty good increase over what we've had over the last 6 months. The triennial ADQ inspection was this month. We had just a few housekeeping issues that most of them we resolved the same day. Some of them we got the second day, and we're all clear on that. Was item number 3. I got a call a few weeks ago from a gentleman at ADQ regarding PFAS. These are what's referred to as Generation X chemicals. It's a new subset of chemicals that the EPA is wanting us all to start testing for. And as of 2 weeks ago, the EPA lowered the limit, and the tests that were taken in 2020, now all of a sudden we have one well that has a hit on PFAS.
The good news is that well's been out of service since then. So what we're going to do is retest it and see how, you know, if it comes out clean. If it's not, then we'll go to the next step. But we will not put it back into service until we've got the correction made. In May, the leak report's logged. We're all responded to the same day. Obviously, except for the times, the entire crew was tied up on something else. But had a really good response time with our guys in May. We had 462 man hours were dedicated to leak repairs in May. And when I typed this up the other day on the 21st, we didn't have any leaks that were open, but the crews are out there working on one right now on Bob's Bend. And they'll be back up there again tomorrow. So Strawberry can experience some low pressure issues over the next day or two. And also the testing that we're doing at the K2, bypassing the tank. If anybody gets a low pressure up in Strawberry, give us a ring and we can go up and tweak some valves and turn on some boosters and see if we can't work through this. Our current drought staging is still at stage 2, which is try and save roughly 15% if you can. So far, the community response has been real positive and very productive, and we haven't even gotten close to stage 3, so thanks to the community for stepping up on that. If anybody's got any questions on anything.
David, how do we make that correction of the PFAS?
It's not a bad hit. One of the options that we can do is blending. And that well is set up, it goes to the 300 tank. And there's about 4 different wells that fill that tank. So if it turns out we have to blend, we'll have ADQ draw up a blending plan for us. And we'll meter how much water goes into that tank. And by the time it gets in there and gets turned over, it's below the minimums.
How long does it take to get a plan from ADEQ on that? Is that a 1-year kind of a thing, or they'll get it to us in 2 weeks?
That's a good question. It might take a little bit of time because I know they're backlogged. But that well does not really put out much water. It's only a 15-gallon a minute well, and we are not dependent on it at this point. We've used it in the last 4 years just for 2 months.
But just getting the plan?
Just getting the plan.
What do you think how long it would take?
I'd say they're 60 days out.
At least, huh?
Yeah. But we have to, the next step in this process is to resample it.
And see if it shows up again.
See if it shows up again.
Dave, would you allude a little bit to what caused this, what you think caused this?
The particular kind of PFAS that we got a hit on is basically fire retardant. So what you see the planes when they're fighting fires are dropping that orange stuff.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it.
So this is probably transitory too there.
Yeah.
I do want to thank David and the field staff for an excellent ADEQ inspection. I accompanied them. I got to visit all 16 active wells. It was quite the day. And got to go places I have not been yet. Up Hardscrabble in particular, all the way up where that tank is. Quite the ride. So. Being new to the area, just 3 years here, got to some areas up in the Bennett. I guess we have some antique cars up there. Didn't know that existed. So got to see the land. So again, David, thank you. And convey that to the field staff. Appreciate their efforts on making sure that everything was in accordance to what they were looking for.
David, last weekend, when we had all the people up here, what did you see happening on the wells? Was there quite a drop?
The 3-day weekend?
Yeah.
I was astonished. We expected to go to stage 3, and the guys handed out pamphlets on the staging that Friday, and we stayed up high, just like we do in the week. I didn't see any kind of a hit at all on that weekend. So our next trial is July 4th. Uh-huh. So Memorial Day a few weeks ago?
Right.
Yeah. So that and July 4th are our two hardest hit weekends. So.
Yeah. Good. planet. I was concerned about that.
We were too.
Very good. Well, thank you, David. Finance Manager's Report, Sharon.
Okay, if you can believe it or not, the first USDA loan is going to close next Monday.
Hallelujah.
3 years to get it. So it will pay off the formerly Compass Bank, now PNC loan, $3.5 million. And there will be funds left for program management, legal fees, and interest in interim financing left that we will just draw directly from USDA before we still have two other loans with USDA, but they won't be closed until we've actually completed the projects. Disbursements continue on the original WIFA funding from 2018. The final project is complete. We'll be completing this funding program in early July 2022. The design loan is disbursement number 12 for May, engineering fees, with funds expected by the end of the month to pay all the bills to the engineers. The new WIFA loan has not started yet. It's approved and documents are here. We expect to start construction in July. That was optimistic. I don't think we're going to see any of that in July. And the final budget for the fiscal year will be in the public hearing tonight for review, discussion, final approval, along with public hearings on the rate schedule and the tax rates. Does anybody have any questions?
Thank you, Sharon. And congrats on the loan. Treasurer's report, George.
All right. The treasurer's report was prepared. All the statements will be put up on the website for the public to go and look at. I can say with total satisfaction that we're able to meet all our monthly expenditures. We've been reviewing every single bill that went out. Our current operational budget burn down shows that we will be under budget, which is a good thing. We're not overspending. We will be looking at approving a budget for the operations tonight. At least is this the first approval, right?
This is the final.
Oh, this is the final, okay. The only other thing I'd like to add, there was a little talk about CC Cragen. Please understand, we're under a non-disclosure right now. We will disclose as much as we can as we go forward and learn more, but we won't be able to really comment on cost or how it works until we're through with all the discussion and make a decision. We will disclose though anything that we are publicly required to disclose. So, any questions?
Thank you, Larry. Secretary's report.
None.
Okay.
Riley.
Yeah, we have nothing from our district attorney.
District attorney.
Oh, yeah, what's it say? Yeah, district. The districts.
Districts.
All right. Chairman's report. As far as external communications, we shared the Firewise table at the Mays Community Festival over here. And Elsa Stephenson is the head of that. So we were sitting by the fire trailer, had a table set up, passed out information on our conservation stages, had our big sign up there showing the stage that we were in, and also had a flyer and a handout for all the state representatives for the House bill that's in session right now. So a lot of interest and thanking us for having that information to contact the representatives to see if we can't get that House bill approved, because there's money in there for rural communities. Reached out again to Michelle Ralston, have not heard back from her. She's the Northern Arizona Outreach and Constituent Services representative to Mark Kelly. First time at that type of position. And she came over after the town hall meeting with Steve Christensen and offered that maybe she could get us some monies to get a leak flyover arranged. So whether they use a plane or a drone or satellites or whatever. So I'm going to touch base back with her again to see where she's gotten with that. As far as our RAGIT, that's the Rural Arizona Health Insurance for all of our employees here. The 2022 plan year benefits were set up and updated. The quarterly meetings for all trustees was attended. Morgan and I attend those. All the financials for Racket were reviewed. A wellness program update was also provided with other administrative topics. We certainly want to stay in good standing with them because we attended the annual meeting a few months ago, and I asked, well, how does one get kicked out of the association? Well, by not attending meetings and so forth and so on. So for the sake of the folks here, I want you to keep your insurance at a reasonable rate. So I attend those meetings to keep it going. As far as our support services committee, Tom is in charge of that. We did a legal search, and we have interviewed a firm, Moe's, Sellers, and Hendricks, and Tom will be addressing that. We interviewed the law firm and believe we found a new attorney. As far as water enhancement, Paul, Tom, David, and myself took a tour of the Payson Water Plant. Quite impressive. It's just a beautiful, beautiful facility. Kind of like one of those pipe dreams. You know, it's on my bucket list, I guess, as a board member to have one of those. Probably not in my lifetime where we have one here, but my grandkids may one time see it. We also discussed with them the CC Cragen interconnect. They did when the pipe was run from the Blue Ridge, or now CC Cragen Reservoir, ran it up and across, and there is an interconnect up at the control road. They thought about us when they were putting that in and put an interconnect in. But as George pointed out, we did sign a non-disclosure agreement. We had a meeting today with them, rather detailed and lengthy meeting, and they're going to be sharing more information with us. Unfortunately, we can't share any of the details because we signed the non-disclosure, meaning we can't share what they tell us. It's private and confidential, but we are going to look into it. Former boards have pursued it but never went to the length that we've gone. So we want to finally put this to rest, either go forward with it or say, no, we can't pursue it. So there'll be further discussions with them. They're going to send us additional information for us to review. And our new attorney was also present. He offered his services free of charge. I don't believe I heard the meter running. It was very nice to have a firm willing to sit in and give their 2 cents. Okay, planning meetings, again, were attended in June. I attend every Thursday, so it's been a long day already with Paul and the team here discussing all of our projects. Okay, we're also looking at well deepening. I believe we've identified 4 of those, and confirming current depths, flow, and encroachments to septic systems. Fortunately, the 4 that we're looking to deepen do not have septic encroachment issues. So the activities to prepare for the deep well is progressing in Strawberry. As far as regulatory, David's already covered it, but I accompanied ADEQ's annual well inspection with David and Kevin, one of our field techs, visited all active sites, soil went quite well, recommendations were corrected that day, and in some cases the next day. So everything got corrected, any of the recommendations that were made. So clean bill of health, it was a very good inspection. So again, thank you, David, and to the crew. As far as training, the field staff continues to study and prepare for certifications. The field staff did review the safety procedures for excavation. There was some concern with how we proceed with excavations, how we shore up the trench. And we have purchased, David, have we received that yet?
Nope.
Okay. We have purchased some new equipment to place down into the hole to better protect the employees. And again, as noted, no employee shall enter an excavation over 5 foot in depth without proper shoring and at least 45 degrees sloping. And again, failure to comply with this safety procedure will result in discipline up to and including termination. So that's all I have for my monthly report. Any questions?
All righty.
At this time, we will open it up for the blue cards, consideration, discussion, general unscheduled comments. So, Caroline Leonard.
Hi.
You're the first card here that was received.
I got it.
Hello, my name's Caroline Leonard and I live on Bradshaw and Pine. I noticed that on Old County Road, where they're planning on putting the dew branch, that gentleman is drilling a well. I know from the meeting that you had up at the church a couple months ago that you guys said that if you drill, you will be capping the drill or the well if you're encroaching on somebody else's water. Is the same going to be happening with this gentleman, or is he just going to put his straw in our cup?
Want me to take that?
Sure, David.
We are watching him very closely. Has he reached out to monitor our wells while he's drilling? No, he has not. We are checking them actually 3 to 4 times a day to see what's going on. We check for water clarity. This is what they're doing where they're drilling. They put what's called drilling mud down in there to seal the hole. And sometimes they have blowouts. And our well is only a couple hundred feet away. You know, that drilling fluid can actually make it over to our well. So we've been checking that numerous times per day. And yes, he can drill a well. We can't stop him from doing that, unfortunately. But we're watching him close and making sure that he dots all his I's and crosses all his T's. Make sure he does it right. Other than that, there's not a whole lot we can do right now.
If he does infringe upon our wells.
If he does infringe upon our wells and our water supply, we can take some action.
Absolutely.
Will you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to do that.
We are prepped and ready.
I want to clarify.
We're prepped and ready to go.
Yeah, I check with David regularly on that. As he said, 3 to 4 times a day we're monitoring to make sure that the straw isn't going in to any other well or our wells. So, and all the proper paperwork. It was all checked out and has done everything necessary to drill as well.
This evening we're voting on a new attorney contract, and I know that's like one of the on top of your list to discuss with him tomorrow.
Sure is.
So, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. You're welcome. I thought we might have more here. I was looking out the window earlier and thinking there might be a line.
I've been meaning to come to all your meetings, okay. But I'm sick or
oh, very good.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Well, happy you can make it.
Yes, thank you.
Steve.
Great question, by the way.
Steve Sutter, is it?
Sutter, as you teach.
Okay.
Thank you very much. It's all right, I'll just sit here.
My name is Steve Sutton. I live at 5056 North Oak Drive in Stargardt. Linda is on, I think, on teleconference with us from ADEQ about what my concern is, and that is the crosstie agreement that was made with Pine Strawberry Water and the Ponderosa Water. And the meters that were donated, that mod is now done. Those meters have been installed, crosstie has been installed, and yet we still haven't unlocked the valve and started taking water. And until that happens, or at least the ability for it to happen, Albert can't get funding, or I'll say the new rate case from the ACC, to be able to charge money to actually make his water company make enough money to repair a leak. So I'm wondering where that stands with you guys. Do you have any intention on unlocking the valve? Let's say
it's on the agenda.
Is it?
Yeah, we're going to cover it in detail.
I did not see it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if there's nothing, something that we miss, and you have an additional question, feel free.
What I missed apparently is the agenda. The agenda itself. If you can let me see what it looks like, I'll look on.
Yeah,
the
it should be on the back table there. There's all the agenda items.
All.
Okay.
It's right here, number 5 on the last page. I think the one that I gave.
9-5. Yeah.
Yeah. Title: Ponderosa Water Company. Subject.
I gave him one.
We'll stumble through.
Okay.
It wasn't here.
All right, Albert, You have the same topic. Do you want to...
I'll wait. Yes, sir.
Very good. All right. Yeah, I don't want to...
Mr. Chairman, since the ADEQ is on the line, could we move that topic up in the agenda?
Certainly.
And discuss it now?
Which number were they?
9.5.
9.5. Okay. So Sharon.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay. A special board meeting was held on November 19, 2020. The board approved the intertie to be built between PSWID and Ponderosa Water Company and to not turn it on until all the meters in the tariff were in place. The district's moratorium was voted on March 25, 2021 board meeting. Linda with ADEQ emailed the chairman and asked if this was going to affect the intertie approval. The chairman replied it would not affect that process. A study session, a special board meeting, was held again on September 2nd, 2021 to discuss this issue, as there are 5 new board members on the board since January that were not in the prior meetings. At that meeting, the board again approved the intertie to be constructed and for future water purchases by Ponderosa Water Company, depending on water availability. The intertie is completed and the district has been provided the approval of construction from ADEQ for the project. At this time, there is only a draft agreement between the district and Ponderosa that has never been approved by the board or executed. That's where we stand right now.
Well, if I can, it seems like it's a little more formal than that, because $115,000 was spent with the concept of being able to set up this intertie. So either ADEQ and Ponderosa Water and Strawberry went ahead without it, or everybody understood that it was going to happen. So I'm curious as to know, where do we go from here, folks?
Well, my understanding is in the ADEQ report that once the district provided meters, the district provided meters that we had to Ponderosa, and they were to be installed. After they were installed, Ponderosa was required to read meters for a certain length of time so they could go to ACC and get a tariff to be able to afford to purchase the water.
100% correct.
And so,
100% correct. Yeah.
And where are we? We don't know where that status is.
As I understand it, we're 2 to 3 months in on reads.
We've read the meters for 4 months now. After a couple of those months, all the meters weren't in, but we read them anyway just to kind of get a... So July's reading should be we're sending all the information into ACC and seeing where we're at and what we have to go through from there to get the rate increase to pay for the water. Yeah. So I'm figuring within the next 30 to 45 days, we should be in a position to open that.
Okay. Well, once that is accomplished, then the board knows that is accomplished, and you have done your last step. We don't have an agreement that's ever been signed to sell you water, so the board has to make a decision as to whether or not they are going to sell water to Ponderosa Company when the moratorium is in place.
Okay, but with us paying taxes to your water company, aren't you required to provide us with water?
No.
Talk to your lawyer about that.
Thank you.
I can't answer that legally, but I feel that everybody in the district pays taxes, whether they get the service or not. Like, I pay education taxes, you know, all of those. Everybody pays those taxes in the district. You're within the district, so therefore you have to pay the property taxes. But that if you would have come into the district years ago, it wouldn't even be an issue today. You would have been having the district water all of these years. I can't, that's all that I know about the history of it all, as to what transpired. And so I guess we're at this point, we're waiting for what happens with ACC and Ponderosa Water Company.
Linda, I think.
Yeah, John, this is Linda Tom with DEQ.
Linda, can you speak up, please? You're kind of breaking up.
I think Steve said the interconnect ran about $150,000, and we proceeded with that with the understanding that the district and Ponderosa were going to come to some agreement. We understand the agreement is yet to be signed, but if Albert gets the tariff, which could be done in 30 to 45 days, will the district allow Ponderosa to receive this order?
At this time, I believe the board is going to have to discuss this with their legal counsel.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, Sharon, the previous board did approve this 4 months before the moratorium was in place, and we proceeded with that understanding from Bob Harden.
So all they approved in all of the meetings was for the interdigh to be constructed so you could get the ATC and the AOC to get that project done. That's all the board has ever approved.
This is Larry Bagshaw, the secretary. The moratorium is for new service connections, and since that connection was only made last month, it's going to be when the moratorium is lifted before any connection is made.
Does anyone else want to respond at all?
Well, I mean, we need to have
discussions as a board. I'm not sure that I would view it the way you expressed it, Larry. So we just need to have discussions, right? The history.
The moratorium is in place, period.
Yes.
Okay, so the next step is he gets the ACC and then we talk, is that correct?
After the moratorium.
That's part of the discussion we're having.
Yes. And advice from council probably too.
Right.
If I can add on, the discussions of this intertie and the meters and the grace that you guys gave in donating the meters was started about a year ago. At that point in time, the whole process was entered basically verbally. Can you hear me? Okay, there we go. That verbal acceptance drove getting $115,000 spent in process and application to try and get into the cross tie so we can get clean water. It seems to me like at the very least it's a handshake agreement. And it took place way before the moratorium. So please add that to your discussion.
So any more discussion on that topic? I guess we'll wait to hear, you know, on the ACC, tariffs, and then we'll discuss it at a board meeting. Okay, where are we at here?
We're at 9-1
for the 9-1, okay. Yeah. So Sharon, 9-1.
We have to open a public hearing, Larry?
Yes.
I so move.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed.
Okay, attached is the approved rate schedule for the fiscal year 22-23. The base and tier rates included come directly from the RCAC rate study previously approved by the board. The rate study can be found at the district's website, pswid.org. For the rates not included in the rate study, a mathematical formula was applied using the rates found in the study to calculate any missing items. In addition, revisions are also included, such as an increase of new meter installation fee and impact fees, as well as three other new fees. All approved changes appear in red on this schedule. I make a motion for the final approval of the updated rate schedule for fiscal year 22-23.
I second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion approved. Proposed water rate schedule for 22-23.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
I second that.
All in favor to close the public meeting?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Public meeting closed.
Then I make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? We're in public hearing.
We're in public hearing for the tax rate. The tax rate will remain the same as last year's rate at 1.3981. The projected revenue from the property taxes for FY22-23 is $926,351 and is dedicated to loan principal and interest payment. The taxes are collected at the rates times the value provided by Hewlett County Assessor's Office on an annual basis. This is an increase over the prior year of $42,989 due to market valuations of all properties in the district. I make a motion for the board approval of the tax rate structure remaining the same as last year at 1.3981 for FY22-23 and the Healy County Treasurer to collect $926,351 on behalf of the district.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Proposed tax rate and amount for fiscal year 22-23 has been approved.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor to close?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Public meeting closed.
I make a motion to open a public hearing.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? For a public hearing?
Attached is the final proposed budget for the new year. This budget has been prepared with the PNC Bank debt removed as the USDA loan closing is scheduled for June 27, 2022. It also includes a second year required interest payment to WIFA for the design loan over the next 3 years. USDA will pay off the WIFA loan at that time. It also includes a new WIFA loan of $17,500,000 for the construction of the USDA project. Interest for both the new loan and the new USDA loan have been included in the budget as well. All items have been calculated using the district's first 11 months of revenue and expenses annualized to 12 months. In addition, the 6.3 income and the 3% increase in expenses per the approved rate study have been included. The budget also includes an additional 3% increase due to inflation of costs. I make a motion to approve the final proposed budget for fiscal year 22-23, effective July 1, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Final proposed budget for fiscal year 22-23, effective July 1, 2022, has been approved.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Public meeting closed.
Christine.
agenda item 9.4, a proposal for the water share wholesale rate to be increased from $1.04 to $1.05. This would be taking in effect of inflation on both the producer and the consumer. I recommend to approve the new wholesale rate for the water share agreement payments to raise it from $1.04 to $1.05 per 1,000 gallons purchased by the district.
Now, this is for new, or this is for all existing?
Existing.
This would be for existing, water share agreements.
Basically replacing what we...
Yes, I'm proposing that we increase it from $1.04 to $1.05, to increase by one penny per 1,000 gallons.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Proposed wholesale rate for water share agreements.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
At some point, I would like to make a clarification on the PFAS chemicals. We at the end or any time.
Okay. Well, you can do it now if you like.
I stated before that the PFAS is from the firefighting airdrops and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's my knowledge, the current firefighting chemicals that they use nowadays do not have any PFAS. It's all green. This is a firefighting foam that was used over 50 years ago, and it's just now getting down to one of our wells. So what they're using nowadays is all green, and I don't want to mislead anybody.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, the more rain we get, the more that will come as it leaches down.
More pollutants.
Yes, true. All right. 9-7, Mr. Risk.
9-6.
We did 9-6. Chris, you did 9-6.
March 9-5.
Or 9-5.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, we did 9-5 first, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, 9-4.
Oh, we did 9-6.
She did 4.
Correct. So now we're on 6.
Now we're on 6.
Yes. Which is yours?
Actually, no, Christie's is
6.
Okay, 7 is listed. That's okay.
Oh, 6 is a
who makes
the call on water stages. Ray, were you doing that?
No, I guess David.
Okay.
Would you cover that one?
Yeah. We're just looking for clarification on how we make a change in the staging in the water stages. For example, right now, we estimate that we are going to be in a 2. If you looked at all of our wells right this minute, technically we would be in a 1. So I'd like to discuss, should it be the field operators, judging from the past, what's happened at this time of year, and making a judgment call on where we should be for the next week or so, and then if we get into a bind in the weekend, then we do a one call, notify everybody, mass email. But or do we change the staging once the tank level percentages actually drop? So do we base our staging on what's happening right now, or what we're forecasting for the next week? So that's the discussion, you know, how do we want to do that?
All I know from the past is that they monitored the tanks, and when the tanks dropped in the levels, that's when the staging was changed. And the operations came to the chairman, and the chairman was the one that made the decision on what stage we were going to be at. That alleviates the field people having the responsibility.
But I do understand part of what he's saying, though, which is, if you don't prognosticate, then what happens is you see it's low and you're refilling it right there and then, so you're out of the stage. So that's part of the issue, I think, that we're dealing with.
And if we move into a stage 3 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, do we need to have a board meeting to approve going to stage three?
I would think that's an operational thing. It does not require board approval.
Right.
Certainly, it may be a phone call to the chairman.
And I think what Sharon's recommending, maybe how we did it in the past. Right here, here's the situation we're nearing. And I think we need to be proactive rather than reactive in anticipation. If we know we're having an influx, like the Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, we know we're going to have it. There's probably going to be a drop. You know, I know last year when I got the notification, I conserved water over that time period, and evidently it was effective because a lot more people besides me did that.
Yep.
So I think if we're proactive, I think, I was talking to one of the field people, and they were saying, it fluctuates. We could go from a 1 to a 2 to a 3 all in one day. Yep. Well, we need to have something more rigid and more, we can't be jumping around all over, and we need to get everyone notified, and I don't know that even the current stage that we're in, that everyone has been notified.
No.
I think. No.
I was at a meeting last week and lots of people asked me, how do we know what the stage is and what we're supposed to do for that stage?
Right.
They don't know, so.
I agree. I think, Mr. Chairman, we need to table this for further discussion on, one, how to do that staging, and also how to make sure that it gets to the public. Because I think what we're doing is we're moving along, but we don't have the whole plan in place. That's my opinion. I don't think we could solve it right there today.
Make the table, and I second it.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe we have a study session to further discuss, and then make a determination. Okay. All in favor of the table?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Table, and we will schedule a study session to further discuss and get some communication out there, because it's critical. I mean, we're getting there. 4th of July is just next weekend, not this coming. So it's there. Good. Now, item 7.
Mr. Chairman, about 6 months ago, you challenged me as part of the Support Services Committee to go out and attempt to find new legal counsel for the water district. I put together a scope of work document and identified half a dozen legal firms who had water experience. We sent out a statement of qualifications document to at least a half a dozen firms. We received 3 responses from 3 legal firms out of the valley. We then, as a committee group, rated the 3 responses we received, and one firm stood out very high. We then coordinated a phone call with that firm to have additional discussions. I asked for questions from everybody on the board. If you had any questions we wanted to ask the firm that we were going to interview, I received a number of questions, and we last week had that conversation with the attorney's firm, and I think their response to everything that we discussed in that hour-long phone call was superb. And that firm is Moyes, Sellers, and Hendricks. And so it is my recommendation that the board approve them as our new legal counsel going forward, and authorize the chairman of the board to sign a letter of engagement contract to get them on board immediately.
I second that.
Any further discussion or questions? In fact, you did a fine job with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Mellows, Sellers, and Hendricks is our new legal counsel going forward. I'll be on the phone tomorrow with them.
Yeah.
And I'd like to add that in our mission discussion, they have a vast amount of experience in water.
Yes, they do.
In the water department, far more than we've had in the past.
And they were very nice to be on the call today with SRP to have the CC Cragen discussions. Kind of got their attention, SRP. They had their legal counsel present when we introduced ours. You kind of see the look on their face. These folks are prepared. So exactly what we needed, and we haven't had in the past, that water experience that now this new firm's going to bring. So we're very excited, and they were very competitive in comparison. Unfortunately, our former attorney was a one-man show. This one is an entire staff, paralegals, and so forth, and at a very competitive cost in comparison
to the one-man show.
Yes.
Yep.
So very pleased and happy, and again, thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
And Sharon for being on the committee and helping with the interview. So they are engaged.
Mm-hmm. Sharon.
Oh, one last thing. I need to, professionally, I need to respond to the other two firms. So I will send out a letter to the other two firms thanking them for their response. Unfortunately, you were not chosen. It'll be a letter of that type. Be short and sweet, but it's respectful to, I mean, they've spent the time putting together the proposal. We need to at least respond to them. So I will be doing that.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes, we need to have respect for all those interests. Okay, 10-1.
Yes, show me a microphone.
Certainly.
Okay, this is regarding one of our Sunrise Engineering projects. In reviewing the contract for the White Oak Cedar Meadow and Pine Mountain project, David realized the Pine Mountain area didn't need to be replaced. However, when the PER was revised in September 2020, the portion of Cedar Meadow in the project was not included in the project design. Cedar Meadow is one of the worst areas for different sizes of pipes and repairs. Therefore, the team asked the engineering firm to remove Pine Mountain portion of the project and include all of the Cedar Meadow. The Pine Mountain was 1,250 feet of pipe, was removed from the project, and the Cedar Meadow 2,200 was added. This adds an additional cost of engineering of $66,850. The amendment was submitted to USDA and approved to move forward with the additional design. Since USDA signs the approval, the district isn't required to sign any documents.
So this is informational?
Yes.
Okay.
We just want to let everyone know that we did this.
Sure. Thank you. Okay, item 10-2, on call contractor extensions.
Yes. The district entered into on-call contractor contracts in July 2021. The contracts have four contract extension periods of 1 year each. It's time for the first year contract extensions for all three contracts. They are Apache Underground Excavating, LLC, MGC Contractors, Inc., and Pure Civil Corporation. It is recommended that the board approve the three contract extensions and authorize the chairman to sign the documents.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. On call contractor extensions.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. I did them.
Okay, at this time, item 11, identifying potential agenda items for the next scheduled Board of Directors meeting. So this one will be the item that we tabled, how to communicate to the public. That needs to be a board decision, or can that be?
I think you can discuss it. And
yeah, this is operational, I think.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I don't think you
want to
wait that long anyway.
No, we don't, no. Any additional items for next month's meeting?
When do you think you'll have the study for Ponderosa, gentlemen, mm-hmm. here? So that maybe next month we can put that back on the schedule.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll wait for the
tariffs.
Corporation Commission tariffs.
Okay. First. We have to wait for that.
They will notify us that they have that, and then we'll get it on the agenda. So be sure to let us know that.
We won't delay it.
Proceed.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll move on. Mm-hmm. I'll put that down as a tentative item. All right, Larry, I'm assuming things worked better getting the topics the Friday before instead of the Monday.
Yeah.
All right, so if we can continue to get Larry the topics. I know I think I got him mine 2 weeks before, so I know his secretary was a little under the weather, so we got it done. So thank you, Becky, again, for your assistance with all this.
Chairman, make a motion to adjourn if there are no more issues.
Okay. Garrett's.
Second.
Second. All in favor to adjourn?
Aye.
Opposed? This meeting is adjourned.